133693. Now, like a lot of people, I'd always been told, don't look at your mobile phone or a tablet before you go to sleep. The blue light or whatever it is will keep you asleep, keep you awake. Apparently, that's not true. Our next guest is a sleep expert, Deb Herdman. Good evening.
Good evening, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'll be honest, I've never quite understood exactly what blue light is, but I've been told it comes out of your mobile phone and it will stop you going to sleep if you stare at your phone just as you go to bed. Is that no longer true?
Well, actually, it never has been true. It's been disproven for many years. There's lots of research that tries to say blue light and use of screens will affect the time taken to fall asleep, but there's no studies have yet to validate that that's a real thing.
So where did the idea come from? Was it just something that parents said to children to try and get them to go to bed earlier or something?
Look, I think initially when we all started getting onto screens and we knew that there was blue light coming out of screens, blue light's also in our outside light in the spectrum, it was feared that it would influence sleep. And, you know, lots of kids are on screens. So the researchers were like, well, maybe this is the problem. This is why parents are having trouble with kids going to sleep. And they tried to prove that screens were responsible, but they actually couldn't make that stick.
But, of course, I mean, even prior to the invention of the mobile phone, parents had always had problems convincing kids to go to sleep.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been looking at TV screens, what, since, I don't know, the 50s. And, you know, it's never stopped us from going to sleep. And like they say, about over 90% of people are on screens before they go to bed. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to have any effect from sleep, but just looking at a screen is not going to, you know, prolong sleep time. But what can prolong sleep time is getting into something called flow. Have you heard about that one, Tom?
Flow? No, what's that? Well, I mean, yeah. In the generic sense, I have heard of it, but what does it mean in this sense?
So flow means that you miss your normal bedtime cues, and you either choose to ignore them or you don't pay attention to them, you miss them entirely, and you can't put down whatever you're doing. So that could be your screen, but for the most part, most people are on screens before they go to bed in the lead up to bedtime, and it has no effect on their sleep whatsoever.
So should we be saying this? Well, we've now said it. I mean, you know, is this bad news for parents who say, oh, well, if you look at your phone, you'll never get to sleep? I mean, is this exactly the message now that parents want to hear, that, in fact, it won't affect sleep at all?
No, it's not really for kids. Kids are best not to be on screens, but certainly for teenagers, sometimes screens help them with that anxiety, because in the teenage years, sleep changes. You fall asleep later, and that can be quite stressful for teens. So sometimes being on a screen helps them relieve that anxiety.
Hmm.
And for adults, it's generally okay. But for younger kids, primary school and under, screens are not ideal at bedtime.
Okay, thank you for that. Deb Herdman there. She's the creator of a company called Nine Eye Sleepyhead, which helps people who are struggling to go to sleep.